Yep. Obviously what we're doing at the moment is just sorting the ladies that the agency have sent me into yes and no piles. These are the matches they've come up with. Quite a lot of choice, which is good. I get 3 free introductions for the money I've already paid. I've already chosen one, actually, and I'll take a note to lunch a little bit later today. So just got to choose 2 more. And I just hook up with them, see how it goes. What's the worst that can happen?
You could get one pregnant.
I'm not going to get one pregnant, am I?
Do you mind black ones?
No, all equal.
Because they've sent you 3 of them.
So that is a lot, isn't it?
So I've got them all on the S pile, or just one to show you're not prejudiced?
Which one though?
That one's smiling.
Friendliest.
Look at that. 41. Looks 30. Look at those. Yes, pile?
Yeah, if she's got a good personality.
Mind you, though, it says it's a recent photo. How can you be sure, though? That could have been taken when she was 30.
I think they should have to have a picture taken with a copy of today's newspaper. Mm. So.
Alright.
Hiya.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Busy?
Yeah.
Gareth, I'll be back at 3. I need to have a chat with you. Okay.
Okay.
See you at the Christmas party, then.
See you then.
You still need the 2 tickets, do you? You're still bringing a lady friend to the party?
Yeah.
Good. Look forward to meeting you.
No, come on, we better. No.
Everybody, if I can have your attention, please, short announcement. Okay, for those of you who care or liked her, Dawn Tinsley will be coming in this afternoon. If you never heard of her before, she was just a receptionist, worked here for some years. Her and her fiancé, Lee, went to Florida. And yes, Tim, that's fiancé, if you know what that word means. Maybe you want to keep your thoughts to yourself this time. All right. Back to her then. Please.
Hey. I know what it's like. I worked in a lot of places over the years, and the number of infatuations blokes have had over me. Oh, God. I mean, they know they can't have me, but I don't stop them.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about me they like so much.
Yeah. I'm racking my brains.
Thanks, Amy.
This is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. See what's on offer. Nice. No, your necklace. I wasn't.
Oh.
Don't think so. Although, funnily enough, the reason women wear necklaces is to draw attention to the breasts.
I don't.
No, I mean subconsciously. Sort of.
No, I don't. I wear this because my mother gave it to me before she died.
Yeah, well, I mean, she probably wore it to draw attention to hers, but I mean.
Sorry, can we not talk about my dead mother's breasts?
Yeah. I wasn't being lewd, but I was. No, I'm just interested in
breasts.
No, anthropology, sort of all that sort of. What signals we give off?
I'm not giving off any signals.
No, I want to know. We all are. And I saw a program on the Discovery Channel. Interesting. It was. Do you know the reason why men are attracted to cleavage? It's because it reminds us of women's buttocks. Because I suppose presumably when we were cavemen, we used to sort of do you from behind. So we liked the, and then we evolved and probably turned you over when language came into either chat or just to look at the breasts that reminded us of the buttocks in the first place.
Can we not talk about breasts? Full stop.
Want a starter?
No, let's go straight to the main course.
actually nervous about seeing everyone again. I mean, I am conscious that I'm going to have to answer the same question about 30 times, because, you know, I'm the one that's been away for a couple of years, and I just want to go in and go, right, we're back, and, you know, it's been lovely weather out there, and we've done lots of sunbathing, I'm not going to be an illustrator, and they haven't made me mayor yet. You know, so what do you say? Let's get drunk. Hang on, sorry, it's just here on the left. Thank you.
Why are you not going to be an illustrator anymore?
Just circumstances, really. Someone said to me, bang, you can be an overnight successful illustrator, and that'd be great. And because it was my ambition. But it's not going to happen. So, you know, because of priorities and time and, you know, all that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her again, of course. She's my friend, and she's a good friend, you know. And no, I don't know exactly how I'll feel. I'll feel like a friend feels, whatever that is, you know. But as I said, I'm not going to ask her again. Come on. I might ask her again. No, I won't. No, I won't. I know I won't. I know I won't. She would have to do the asking.
Oh my gosh. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, how are you?
Yeah. Hello. You're looking well.
Thank you. Hello.
No, Lee?
No, he's at his mum's.
Hi. You're not being very brown.
Oh, okay. So, what have you been up to?
Not much, actually.
Enjoy life?
Trying to. This is all the same.
Never changes.
Can I get you a cup of tea?
I would love a cup of tea. Thank you. Not me.
No, it's really good to see you. So.
Oh, actually, I think Gareth might want to see you, so should we go and see the new boss? We'll see. Shall we see? Ready, please? He's the boss.
Dawn Tinsley, as I live and breathe. Don't bloody believe this.
Oh, hi.
Come here. How are you, babes?
That's fine, darling.
What are you doing in America? Let's sit down.
What do you mean for me?
What are you doing in America, work-wise?
Oh, okay. Well, it's complicated because you have to have work permit.
Sure. I was just going to say, if you are struggling, you're always welcome back here. Things have changed a little bit around here, he'll tell you. I'm quite a powerful man. If you did come back, you wouldn't necessarily be working behind reception. I always did think you were a hard worker, if a little bit. But you still trying to be an artist?
No.
Good, good. Waste of time, practically thinking. Moving on, that's good, because you're a nice spring chicken.
No.
Is that Gillian?
Yeah, who's this?
You're one of my introductions from the agency.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi.
You alright?
Yeah. How do you usually do these things?
Well, depends really. Just have a chat on the phone. Sometimes you meet up. You know, you wear a carnation, carry a newspaper, sort of.
Oh, what, to help recognise me? You probably won't need that. You probably will recognise me.
Will I? Why is that? Yeah.
Did you see a documentary that went out on BBC Two called The Office?
Yeah. God, you're not that awful boss, are you?
No, not the... No.
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
What's my name? Or what's his name? I don't know what you want his name. Can I... Oh, no, just... Can I call you back, Gillian? I've got a... I'll see you... Oh... What was that? she the confronto? Oh, why are you? What's your name? Too many questions. God, chill out. Not TBH the ears. No. Not for me, thank you. Back to the drawing board.
Do you have any toilets done in January? Can you tell you?
Tim? You didn't tell me about the toilet.
Sorry, I had other things on my mind. Like Gareth, are you still in the TAs?
Yeah.
What rank are you?
Lieutenant.
Are you? Because I was thinking, if you ever take an enemy soldier prisoner, right, would you have to search him?
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
Right, so let's just say you've taken him prisoner, you're doing a full body search, you find something hard, you can feel it, you know what it is. Do you just say to him, I know you've got a big weapon, give it to me now, or...
I'm not going to ask him, am I? Right. I'd most likely just get it out myself.
Right. And what happens? You're going into battle situation, right? Are you up the front with your men, or are you coming up the rear?
Well, depends.
It's possible you'd come up the rear.
It's possible, yeah.
That's all we wanted to know. What? Well, yeah, it's like actual sort of... He's got those clumpy shoes. And with the silver... with the silver link buckle across. It's like that. He still looks like a golf club.
Go on. Anne, yeah? Oh, hi. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, I'll tell you this. You know, last the other day. Well, the other week. You know, Paul Wallace...
From Hoppers?
No, not anymore, he's up at Silverleaf now. Anyway, he's talking to Mel on reception and he's chatting away and I'm listening to him. And he's talking to her for about 10 minutes or so, isn't he? And then he says, Dawn, have you changed your hair? He thought she was you. He didn't realise she'd left. I laughed. I shouted out, I said, Paul, do you think that's Dawn? And he thought it was you.
Extraordinary.
Where's your husband? Is he here?
Oh, no, he's not my husband yet, so...
Are you going to have children?
Not that I'm aware of.
Word of advice?
Mm.
Have them sooner rather than later, because there's nothing worse than an old mum.
I'm going to shoot it off.
Yeah, do you want
another cup? No, I'm fine, thank you.
Really good to see you.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in.
Oh, God.
Well,
go on.
How are you doing?
You coming to the Christmas party?
Yes. Although we've got to leave early because I'm going to get back the next day.
Have you? We'll have a good old chat then.
Okay, see you everybody.
See ya.
Very nice.
Bye.
Good
party, mate. Oh no, see
What's that?
That's just a little sketch of me. Dawn's a bit of an artist, isn't it?
It's not very accurate. Your nose is much bigger than that.
Yeah, I spoke to you on the phone. Seemed quite nice, so, a bit sick, really. Not nerves, excitement, really. Not sexual, you know. But she said to be wearing a white chiffon scarf to help me spot her. So, half.
David?
Huh? Yep, hiya.
Susan?
Yeah.
Can I get you a drink?
No, I'll get one. Have you got one?
I've got
you
one.
Go and sit down, I'll get one. You know...
Said on your form you like classical music.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
All the big ones, all the big names.
I love Grieg.
Oh, he's good, isn't he? Yeah, not as good as Beethoven, though. I think he's generally considered to be the best Beethoven.
Which Beethoven do you
like? All his main hits, all the big ones, yeah. Totally deaf, isn't he? I'm a musician myself, and all those stuff he came up with, I don't think he could have done better if he could have heard what he was playing, in my opinion.
What else do you like? Don't have to just talk about classical music. Talk about anything. I'm famous for. We talk about anything, any subject. You name a subject, and you name something, and I'll tell you an interesting fact about it. Sort of trivia or something.
What sort of thing?
Anything. You can get this, huh?
Cows.
Cows. Cows have got four stomachs. Right. I don't know you like that. You said cows. Choose anything.
Lemons?
Lemons.
Well, I can choose something.
No, you said lemons. But on that, let's do... Pound for pound, there's more sugar in a lemon than a strawberry.
Well, I wouldn't know if that was true or not.
Wow, you would, because I just told you it is, and I'm not a liar. No, look it up when you get home.
Is that your... party trick?
Not a trick, is it? Knowledge, education, don't you know?
So, how do you feel about that, Wayne?
Well, not bowled over, to be honest. In fact, I'm seriously thinking of asking for money back under the Trades Descriptions Act, because this is the recent photo she sent in. I'd have been up for that. And what really annoys me is when I first saw her, I thought, oh, God. And I thought, well, you know, maybe she's got a good personality. She hasn't. I don't know. I thought she'd be one of them sort of happy, bubbly ones, because we're eating. She's nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Not talking about me.
No. You couldn't hear that anyway, could you? No. Right.
So, would you want to do this again?
With you?
Yes.
Wouldn't have thought so. Oh, my.
Shall we just...
Yeah. See you later. Cheers.
What did you think of him?
Well, he wasn't quite what I expected. Can I show you the photo he sent in?
Alright.
Tell me
what, keep on your hat.
Oh, right, okay.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa?
Tell them,
James,
have a
second one?
Tell them about the Secret Santa.
Alright, okay. This is Secret Santa. Basically, everybody gets a piece of paper, writes their name on it, puts it in the box, and we jiggle it around, and then somebody takes a piece of paper with a name on it, and they have to buy that person a present worth about £10, but you keep it a secret.
You're not allowed to know who bought you the gift, and
yeah, it does that.
Let's have a look. No way, I'm not getting him one.
Is that me?
I can't say.
Is it me then?
Swap? Yes, please.
Yeah. Is that me, Jen?
I can't say.
If it's me, don't give me some stupid novelty gift, alright? Just get a voucher or put £10 in an envelope. I've got something I really want. Put £10 in an envelope, if that's me.
Ah, the spirit of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A £10 in an envelope.
What are you doing? Just thinking about Dawn?
No, I'm not thinking about Dawn, actually. I'm not thinking about Dawn, Kate.
Okay. It's just that I hope you don't embarrass yourself again with her.
Well, I'm not planning to, Keith. Alright?
That'll be the third time you've asked her out and the woman said no, so...
Okay. Well, I don't know I'm not going to do anything. That, as far as I'm concerned, is ancient history.
Alright.
Who's going to be there?
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
Fine, whereabouts?
I love shopping for presents.
What time?
Christmas, I love birthdays. I get more excited about watching people open their presents than they do.
You don't seem to want much, do you?
Nah, I don't buy into it. I mean, it's a con, isn't it? What I usually say to her is, sort of work out what she spent on me and then just take out my wallet.
This
year. What? Word of warning though, if you are planning to try and nail Dawn for a third time while she's back, then you heard what she said. She's going back the day after the party, so you've not got long if you want to try.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's great. What do I owe you for this session? You're obviously such an expert with the ladies. Yeah?
Yeah.
So why is that? What is your secret? You know, I've been meaning to ask.
Well, men get turned on by what they see. But women get turned on by what they hear.
Right.
I always make sure the woman hears the right thing.
Yeah? So what do you do when you're a-wooing? And you sing to them, or...?
No. I very tenderly explain to them that I will guarantee them at least one orgasm.
What's his name?
Nelson.
Where's his eye patch?
No, not after Horatio Nelson, after Nelson Mandela, the great leader. Who they locked up just because he was black.
Well, no, they locked him up for sabotage and conspiracy to overthrow the government.
Ooh, racist.
No, it's not racist. He was commander-in-chief of the militia wing of the ANC.
Yeah, we don't talk about that, though.
And they actually advocated guerrilla attacks on public property.
So we're going to shut him up? You're going to... I thought... can't believe... He's a great man, Mandela. So, great man, great dog. That's what we're talking... So, yeah, good company as well. My work's actually coming down the country, so good to come back to. That's why I try not to be away for more than one or two nights at the most. It's not fair leaving him locked up for too long.
Unlike the real Nelson.
Oh, what? Come off it.
David,
funny that. Why is that funny? Hi.
Hi, can I have a word, please?
Yeah.
Alone.
You can't understand you. No, I meant...
Oh, people,
you,
yeah.
People. Come on, Nelson.
What's your reason for being here, David?
Oh, I don't know. Is friendship a reason?
No, not really. And I've just seen you spend 10 minutes introducing people to your dog.
All right, so he's not allowed to come in and chat to people now.
Well, I don't know what he's chatting about,
oh,
but no.
Sarcasm. That was formal wit.
I don't know what he's chatting about, but if he is here to crack jokes, then he should be doing it in his own time. This is a place of business. It's not a social club.
Typical. Yeah. You don't like it because I'm popular. I was snatched away from him. You don't like me coming back because it reminds him...
No, I don't like the fact that you're interrupting a working day. And it's not just today. You seem to be here all the time. When you were working here, would you allow people just to breeze in, making chit-chat, distracting people from their work?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Yes, if it was good for morale. And it is good for morale. So you should be paying me to be here.
Paying you? David, you don't work here. You have no reason to be here. And unless you have a genuine reason to be here during working hours, you can't keep strolling in unannounced.
Right.
Whenever you like.
So I'm banned, because the regime don't like it, man.
You don't work here, David. You can't keep coming in for a natter.
Oh, can I come in for a meeting, then?
Well, I don't know what sort of meetings you'd have.
Well, no, so if I had excuse for a meeting, could I come in for a meeting, if I can't?
Well, yes, of course.
Fine.
It's a business, but there's no reason...
Well...
Fine, but you can't keep popping in unannounced.
Come on, Nelson. He doesn't like
David.
Me. Oh, well, let's see how they take... Oh, political news, everyone. Great interesting development. I've been barred from coming here to see you, friends, by the powers that be that deem it I undermine the regime, because they're scared. So, can't stop me seeing you after work, though. Who wants to go for a drink tomorrow to show... Yeah? Anyone? Short notice. Anyway, what about the day after that? Can I have a beer? Just... Thursday's good. For me, anyway. What's good for you? I can still go for meetings. Of course, who wants a meeting?
No one wants to have a meeting with you. No one wants to have a drink with you. Don't even work here.
Yeah, I'll have a drink with you tomorrow, David. Give us a call after work, yeah?
All right. Oh, here he is. Let's get you home, boy, before he bars you from the office.
He is barred.
Oh, taking out on animals. There's your evidence. Fight it. Don't... Come on, boy.
Silly.
I'm not being silly, Pete. It's just demeaning. It's a load of idiots.
But they loved you.
They didn't love me. They didn't care. If they loved me, why were they throwing stuff? Throwing water, plastic bottles.
underpants. One bloke threw a pair of Y-fronts, hit me in the face, yeah? And I knew it was Nutella or Marmite, he'd smudged on the gusset. But it was still him going, that's what we think of you, mate, you're shit.
Where'd he get Marmite from? He must have prepared that own because he knew you were on.
Well, that doesn't make me feel any better. Why say that? I'm not going to do these anymore.
Look, let me tell you, I've read this before, right? I remember hearing this exact same thing before from Bruno Brooks. I remember he used to come on stage almost in tears sometimes, and I'll tell you why. It's because you're a perfectionist.
Yes, I am. Because I've got stuff to say to the world. Not just wave, it's just waving. Why is it waving?
Shall I say you want to do less waving?
Not the point. They're not my audience. Get me on something that I could, you know, I'm an anecdotalist. Get me on, so I'd say, I hit it off with,
who?
Parkinson.
Yeah, that could be tricky. The trouble with that is that Parky tends to have people on his show that have actually done something, you know, people who've won an Oscar.
Not always. I saw one with that. It was that bloke who was hostage in Beirut chained to a radiator.
John McCarthy.
Yeah, what's that? Oh, so what did you do all day? Nothing, I was chained to a radiator. Boring. Next. And what's he done since? Nothing. I've got anecdotes, I've got stuff to say. If people would listen, but they won't.
Well, I'll see what I can do, but in the meantime, you're down at Malibu's in Bracknell Wednesday week.
Cool, definitely cool part. Do you know anyone?
Yeah, I'll sort it out, don't worry. I know a bloke. Used to work on the show, I think, in the 70s. He's retired now, but he still knows Parky, I think.
When I'm on the road, and I'm staying away, it's good to get back to your room after one of those, and just, you know, this is fairly typical for me, you know, I like to, just helps me relax. Some people like a hot bath, that's my Radox. But yeah, Neil will make one too many mistakes. Head office will see what I always knew, and they're going there and they're marching there and they're going, right, yeah, Dave was right, you pissed off him, you pissed off him, right, you know, you're not the manager you think you are, okay, so get out, we made the mistake, and they drag him out by his hair, and that's when the begging starts. And then they come to me and they go, well, David, we've got rid of him, you're right, how long can you come back, you're the man for this job, you're the best man for this job, we come back. I go, yeah, sure, how much money have you got, because this is going to cost you.
Yeah, I made that 93. Is it?
Something you find this week gets the juices flowing.
I'm coming up, so you better get a party started. Shamo! I'm coming up, I'm coming. Hope not. I'm in the pink.
Here we are. I'm in the pink.
I get it.
Yeah, pink. She's good. She's wicked.
Oh, come to the party?
Big time. What time's the meal beforehand? I think I've got a lie in my stomach.
I needed to speak to you about that. Management have had a discussion upper echelons above my head, but decided that only present employees of the company can come to the meal. So...
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I don't want to come to the meal. I'm just...
Good, because you wouldn't be allowed in if you did turn up, so...
I don't want to.
Listen to me. Whose idea was that? Neil's?
It might have been Neil's,
ooh,
yeah.
Oh, surprise. No one else is invited, he doesn't work here. Dawn's not invited to the meal, is he?
No.
Fine. I know what he's doing. I know what he's up to.
I could probably have a word with Neil if you want me to. Something.
Yeah. Nothing you could do, you're just a puppet. I take it I can still bring a woman to this party.
Yeah, if you can find one.
I mean, if I can find one, I've found one.
Have you? Which one?
Which one? I don't know which one.
Off the list. Which one off the list?
She might not be on the list. I might have met her in the pub.
Did you?
No. She's on the list. But don't assume. That's one. Never assume. Makes an ass out of you and me.
I say that.
Yeah, I know you do, yeah. Nick my catchphrases, don't you? Like that one. And others. What time's the meal finish?
9:30.
What am I going to do for 3 hours? Livens up.
Jesus Christ, I put the news rise in my day, did it?
Ah, but questioning. What makes us two look like a bad bollock? Brick in the middle.
That's more like it. Keep them coming, I stick around.
Hi, James.
Hi, Shu.
Ben. Dave, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
So, Dave, where's your holiday?
On the way, so don't. Yeah, I don't think. Fashionably late, not even late actually. So I was to come down about 9:30, 10 o'clock. So
it's nearly 10 now, isn't it?
Nearly 10 isn't 10 though, is it? Nearly 10 isn't 10. God, don't run this place like that. Bash it. Chill out.
Nice. Oh, looking forward to a meeting.
We all are. We all are. It's not. Bloody hell. Hi, mate.
Hey.
How you doing?
Lee, nice to see you, right?
Yeah, too. Yeah.
Looking very well?
Cheers.
Good. Yeah. Hello. My name's Laura.
Yeah. Oh.
Look at this, the American couple. Looking brown and white with his teeth. Good.
Yeah. Nice to be back.
You look very well.
Yeah.
Very well. Happy Christmas. Trudy, that away. Sorry, have you met...
Are you going to take my coat?
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah. Okay. Ah.
I don't know what to expect, to be honest. I haven't been impressed so far. I hope they're vetting them, because the computer seems to be throwing up any old rubbish. It's like, they haven't put me in the right category or something, because, you know, I don't believe it. Look at this.
Hello. You all right?
Yeah.
Is Monkey in there?
Oh, yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, no, I was expecting a blind date and I was worried. You were it. No. Yeah, so he's up there, yeah, sorry.
I was going to say, do you hire a car in the States? Is that?
Yeah.
That's how you get around?
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Hey, Lee, have a word with this one about not doing the old illustrating anymore. I heard she's not drawing normally. Paint, really? I would have put you in the perfect spot. I mean, picturesque for the old watercolours or...
No, we agreed, you know, making a living's got to come first.
Well, she can still do it in the evening, though.
Yeah, but to make money out of it, you know, you've got to be good.
Right.
This evening. So, yeah, let's get you some alcohol, shall we? What's your fancy? Got wine, we got beer.
Oh no, what do you think?
Oh, let me do that.
Vodka?
Yeah, vodka's fine.
A pint of vodka.
Pint.
Joking.
Oh. Thought I'd send me an alky then. Right, good. But no. Yeah. That's right.
Did you see the documentary when it went out?
No, I didn't. I know you were in it though, yeah.
Just a bit, yeah.
Was that weird?
Weird isn't the word I used when I saw it go out. Stitch up was, to be honest.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you understand television, but it was the way, conveniently, they left out all the good bits I did every day and just put in the embarrassing bits.
Like what?
Well, like at the time I headbutted someone.
but
she was, to be fair. Yeah, but it was manipulated, that's what I'm saying. And they're crafty as well, because, example, once the guys found out, you know, I sing and play.
Do you?
Yeah, big time.
You good?
Yeah, just a bit. They always get me to go, oh, come on, give us a song, yeah. David. And I was doing an impromptu gig one afternoon, and they're filming it, and I did a beautiful version of No Woman, No Cry.
Really?
By the late, great genius Bob Marley. Yeah.
Good.
And all I'll say is this, Oliver, who is the office black guy, thought it was brilliant. So,
did he?
Yeah, he should know. So right. I'll take his...
No, I didn't put that bit
no,
in.
No, and it's...
Jeff Land, you're barred. Get out. I'm joking. Gareth.
Yeah.
You drive down?
No, I'm from...
Yeah. Right, here we took taxi.
What are you saying about the sorrows?
Monkey Allen!
Oh, that sounds good.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And what about you?
I'm repping at the moment,
right.
In the day. I'm getting into entertainment now.
Are you? But
yeah, it's very difficult though.
I bet.
It seems to be a series of shitty little PAs at the moment, due to the fact that my agent, does not know his arse from his elbow, excuse my French, but, you know, I go out, wait for 10 minutes, and embarrassing, and they're all half my age, and I know they're taking the mick.
Well, not really, you know. You're getting paid. You never see them again. What do you care?
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Take the money and run. Spend it on something you do want to do.
Yeah.
It drives me mad. I mean, to spoil a child, it is a kind of child abuse, you know? And, you know, you've got a responsibility as a parent. You can't do that to your children. You cannot do that to your children. I tell you what, though, you're not going to read it in a poem. You're not going to go down that.
Hello, Seth.
I know you vote in the country, then.
You're going to find that out too next year. Excuse me. Do you mind not smoking near me?
Sorry?
Do you mind not smoking near me? Hello, I am pregnant.
Yeah, and this is a party.
I don't really care about the party. You care about my unborn child.
Yeah, well, maybe you should fuck off home then if you're pregnant, you dagsy care.
What did you say?
You think we care as much about your baby as you do? Just because you let some useless toss of those beans up your mouth.
Well done.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Me.
Beans and nuts.
Otherwise, you find your way around and everything like that. Left everything around, you know.
Yeah.
Dawn, have you done that important report that I asked you to do? I've been waiting 2 years.
I would have done.
Where the hell is it?
Unfortunately, BHG was it. What? Sunbathing, finding my nails.
Sure. Well, I am beginning to wonder if your heart is really in this job.
Dawn, you shouldn't be behind there. You don't work here anymore.
Look at the boss. Look at him. Look at his little boss face.
Are you enjoying the podcast?
Yeah, it's all right.
Gareth, I meant to ask you. Following on from our discussion, you know when you're out on manoeuvres?
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay over at a barracks, right? With all those men in bunk beds. Now, do you prefer to go on top?
Yeah, because then if you get up in the night, you disturb them, but they can't disturb you. So it helps.
I mean, they're trained, aren't they? They must be pretty fit, I guess.
Yep.
So you're just looking at the men and you're going, they're fit.
We all are. You have to be.
And if you're, like, in a wood and enemy soldier sort of jumps on one of your boys, are you going to stand there and panic, or would you pull him off?
Yeah, immediately.
You'd pull him off right away?
Of course.
Right.
They're winding you up, mate. It means wank you off.
Did you?
Yeah, afraid I did, sorry.
That's pathetic.
Right, shall we make a move?
Hey, what are you giving? 3 minutes, can I wait?
I know what you're like. You'll have too much to drink tonight and moan all day tomorrow.
What about Secret Santa?
Well, I'm sure you'll cope. I'll go and get the coats on.
Right. Yeah, well. Ah. You can persuade him to stay for a little bit longer, can't you, Sam?
I know. I mean, we have to go tomorrow.
No, understood.
8:30?
Fair play. Is it 8 hours?
It is.
Sylph, this has been nice.
It has.
Good night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good seeing you again. Look after yourself.
I will.
Have a good life.
I could get in touch.
Yeah, well,
bye-bye.
Well. No, I will.
Anyway.
Yeah, listen. It's really nice seeing you, Dom. Good to see you. Look after yourself.
Secret Santa.
See you, mate.
Good
to see you.
Lee, you little... Good luck.
Cheers.
Bye.
Dawn's up, everyone. Bye. See you later,
mate. Take care. Have a nice flight back.
Very funny. Who got me that?
No, don't tell him. Secret Santa, that's the point.
Whoever it was, I specifically said I wanted vouchers, so annoying.
The people you work with are people you were just thrown together with. You don't know them. It wasn't your choice. And yet you spend more time with them than you do your friends or your family. But probably all you've got in common is the fact that you walk around on the same bit of carpet for 8 hours a day. And so, obviously, when someone comes in who you have a connection with, yeah, and Dawn was a ray of sunshine in my life, and it meant a lot. But, if I'm really being honest, I never really thought it would have a happy ending. I don't know what a happy ending is. Life isn't about endings, is it? It's a series of moments. And, it's like, if you turn the camera off, it's not an ending, is it? I'm still here. My life's not over. Come back here in 10 years. See how I'm doing then. Because I could be married with kids. You don't know. Life just goes on.
know. I wasn't holding out a lot of hope for this evening, but she is a brilliant woman. Smart, logical, and you hear people say that you can't be a beautiful, sensual woman like Carol and still be logical. She's proved them wrong. So, you know, part of the attraction. In fact, for me to be attracted to a woman, she has to be as intelligent or slightly less intelligent than me. And she is, you know. And never been impressed with these guys who go, oh, look at her, she's got a great pair of breasts, or she's got a cute little tush. I mean, Carol's got all those things, but she's got it going on upstairs as well as down. Perfect for me.
How was that?
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he wants to try my Thai food. That's okay. Yeah, had a good chat. Had a good chat with him.
Would you want to see him again?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Cheers. Oh.
Thank you very much.
It's all right. Yeah. Definitely.
For a beach holiday, I mean, it's perfect. Long flight, but
we get
the weather. 2 weeks, Grand Each, yeah, same holiday.
So, I'll get you the detail. Well done, I was going to say to you, Leeds are doing well.
What?
Lucky. Well, they're in the league, they do. What are they?
What are you talking about? You don't know about football.
Guilty, I support Reading.
No, you don't support them. When did you last go to a match?
Nah, I support football more than them.
Yeah, well, I'm more of a rugby man, I don't know.
Admits it. So,
no dog with you today, David.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah. She just left.
Chris,
yeah.
Why don't you fuck off? Philosopher once wrote, you need three things to have a good life. One, a meaningful relationship. Two, a decent job of work. And three, to make a difference. And it was always that third one that stressed me, to make a difference. And I realised that I do. Every day, we all do. It's how we interact with our fellow man. Sorry, no, Neil, can I have just one with Neil out? So just one of the old gang. Do you mind? Just one of the old gang.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah?
Yeah?
The real gang.
Yeah, all right.
The glory years.
How would you like to be remembered?
simply as the man who put a smile on the face of all who he met.
Better say cheese!
Cheese!
Did that flash?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a sec. Having a bit of trouble here.
Oh, I'm having a bit of trouble myself. Betty, Jessica, the cat did a whoop set in my beret.
Do that is Frank Spencer.
Oh, I'll do it again.
So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you off the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had to sweat for you goodbye?
Have you got everything you need? Cheers.